How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. This is the part of the video that she appears in. Wait, I'm going to back up. Wait to see. Everybody on this video, it's all the different air personalities, and they're doing, like, a bit. Okay? And Megan's mom will factor into this in a moment. Anyway, this is this guy, this John Howell guy. He's kind of like leading everybody on this tour.
Talking about, I think, yogurt. I think they're talking about yogurt. Let's take a look at the men's bathroom here at WGRD.
I'm going to go work on WGRD. You may have heard my name before, but never seen my face. As a matter of fact, I've been with WGRD for 14 years this very day. It's not because I want to stay, but they bought me this luxurious penthouse right downtown next to the radio station. I think it's because I'm always late for work. I have a lot of fun down here, though. As you can see, many of my friends stop by at night. We have a good time. But I'd like to say, in closing, the ratings are coming up soon, and they told me that if I get number one ratings, they're going to buy me a brand new pair of shoes.
Yeah?
How stupid is this? God damn. Not since Around the Room has something been so stupid.
Hi, I'm Bob Berry, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. Hope you'll listen.
Hi, and welcome to the WGRD studios. I'm Michelle McCormick.
I'm Carol Fletcher. This is the heart of the radio station where everything happens.
This is where night after night after night
after night, we try and get you all the hits.
We play...
Michelle is such a babe.
...most music, and from this very room, we play all the music for you.
We try to keep you up to date on all the information, everything that's happening in radio.
And by doing that, we read the trades. We read the trades to keep us informed so we can inform you of all the top-notch things that are going on.
As a matter of fact, we're reading the trades right now.
We're doing it right now.
Yeah. Hits.
Four score. And I have Billboard. And let's take a look at these, Carol.
Uh-oh, this is hijinks.
Our Humes look up.
Yeah. Our ratings are really hot.
Our ratings are real hot.
Well, let me see yours.
Okay. Here. Okay, just a minute.
Uh-oh, it's Playgirl magazine. By the way, on the back of that Billboard magazine, there was a promotional announcement for a new band called The Cult. God damn. This is so dumb. Chris says, I think we need to get 1987 EZ on here. I'm back. I'm back after a long departure. 3.5 months to be exact. Let me see if I can get that. Give me a second. This might take a second. Let's see, where is a WPHS audio? No, I can't get it. I don't want to. It'll slow things down too much. Tyler says that's the shittiest thing GRD would put out for about 40 years until Does It Go in the Fridge hit the airwaves. Chris says, is it still the same? It still seems so old school how they track ratings. Isn't it the same process as it was back then? Yes. Yes, it hasn't changed in that amount of time. In order to establish ratings, they reach out to you via mail. They say, will you record your radio listening habits? And then you say yay or nay. If you say yay, they send you a booklet. And for 1 week, you have to write down the radio station you listen to, and for how long? Like, with a pencil. That's your diary. Then you write down the shit, and they give you $5. They give you five crisp $1 bills. You put it in an envelope, and you have to mail it back to them. Okay, there's one more thing about this video that I needed to share. There's a moment when this guy, this John Howell guy, interacts with this smoking hot receptionist right here.
Jamie's our head receptionist. Any messages for me, Jamie?
No, Jen. There won't be any messages.
Does anybody need me for a meeting today?
We won't need you for a meeting, Jen.
Does anybody need me to make any decisions of any sort?
Jen, we won't need you for anything.
Okay, well, thank you, Jamie. I'll just put myself in here. In for the day. I'm in for the day. That's our in and out board. Let's go this way here.
Megan's mom. Right there. That's Jamie.
We won't need you for a meeting, Jen.
Oh, my God. She's got to be in her mid-20s, too, in this. What the hell? Megan says, look at that hair. She's not having it with John. Cole says the 80s sucked. Well, you got to understand, this was just a different time. We hadn't yet figured out that you don't have to be a goddamn clown every time you're by a recording device or a microphone. You can't just go on the air and talk like a normal human being. You had to be a fucking idiot. The Magic Misfit says John is there sexually harassing all the women. Megan says she was probably 26. It was her last job before Irvine's. You know, I don't even know what year you were born. Maybe you'll give that information. Maybe you won't, Megan. But I'm just trying to figure out in the timeline where you are in this. Chris says the era of the cocaine-fueled boss jock was ending. Okay, so 1983, Jamie was there working, and little Megan was only 4 years old. So Jamie was probably at her wit's end to begin with. Because she has to put up with Megan, and then she goes to work, and this asshole, this John Howell and these other dicks are acting like fucking fools all the time. I'm telling you, the receptionist, this is one person in radio who can make or break your life. Okay? You do not want the receptionist on your bad side. Everything goes through the receptionist. Rebecca says, I thought you said Michelle was Megan's mom. I'm confused. Okay, if I said that, that was not accurate. Michelle is just another radio person that's featured in this video. Megan's mom was the woman we just saw. Two different people. Linda, who's worked in radio, says, our receptionist at WCFX in Mount Pleasant was a total bitch, but she liked me. Megan says no, but Mom and Michelle McCormick were super good friends. In radio now, there are no receptionists. You go to the front, and it says, push doorbell. And there's a receptionist's desk, but there's no one there. Like at iHeart, they have three floors. And of the three floors, there's two people. So you walk in and you press the doorbell button. And then about 45 minutes later, a person will come down and say, can I help you? And you'll say, yeah, I won tickets to the Futon Festival. Oh, okay. What radio station did you win them on? And then you like name a radio station, and then there's like a couple phone calls that are made, and another 45 minutes passes, and then they tell you, you got to come in tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 1:18 p.m., And then that's when we have a person here who can get these for you. Sorry. It's so bad. It's literally so bad. Chris says, or you call the Sudden Death podcast and sort it through on the podcast. It was one of the high points of my radio career when I would be doing the podcast, the Sudden Death podcast with Ben Glaze on WBBL. And the phone would ring. And we'd pick it up while we're doing the podcast. Occasionally you'll get somebody saying, yeah, I need to pick up tickets. And then all I would do is fuck with those people. It was just a fucking awesome thing. It really moved. And you can get those segments on the Lost Zane recordings, which show up every Monday and Friday right on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Corey says the radio guys have no one to feel up during the commercial breaks. There was on WGRD, this guy, John Howell, being on. I don't know what the timeline was, but there was a period of time that this guy came on the radio on WGRD in the 1990s. And I don't know what year it was, but GRD plucked him from another radio station, and his show was super popular. His name is Rick Beckett. The problem is, when you got Rick, you got really high ratings, and everybody wanted to listen to him. But with the ratings, you got Rick, which... there's, you know, a caveat to that. So Rick's boss hired me. His name is Phil Catlett. He's out of the game now. He's retired. But he had to put up with Rick coming in drunk, Rick going to jail, Rick passed out in the lobby. I mean... I heard all these stories after the fact. And it got ugly. It got to a point where it was diminished returns. So they cut him loose. And they put... what the fuck is that guy's name? Michael Gray on. It was Stephanie Webb. I don't know how long that lasted. I mean, I don't know when it signed on, and I don't know if it was directly Rick Beckett into Gray. They called it the S&M Morning Show, which I think that was like a play on their names. S&M. I forget why they called it the S&M. Stephanie and Michael. S&M Morning Show. David says those two are horrible. So they're doing that. And then I remember, fast forward to 2003. I was reading the trade magazines, kind of like what Michelle was reading there. And I'm in a studio in Princeton, New Jersey. And I go, hey, look it. It was when Michael Gray and Stephanie became the morning show. And I said, hey, GRD just put this show on. And I remember Greg saying, God, that would be a dream if we could have that slot on that station. And then that was it. Well, time passes. And then fast forward to 2003, I get a phone call from Dave Brewer. And then I would handle all shit related to this. I knew Dave in Tennessee. He's what you call a consultant. He's been hired, we don't know it, by GRD to get him a new morning show on GRD. But he reaches out to me and he gives me a smoke screen. He says, I got a gig for you guys. Okay, what is it? Now, we're very young at the time. Right now, I'm in my early 30s. Greg and Chris probably are not even 30. So we can still move. Even though I've got three young kids, they have none. And Brewer says, I've got a radio station in New Orleans that you guys would be great on. Send me all your material, all your demo tapes and shit like that. I go, all right. But it wasn't for a gig in New Orleans. It was for GRD, but he doesn't want to tell us that because it's still not known. So we send him the material, and the brass at GRD get it, and they go, oh, my God, well, we love these guys. Let's hire them immediately. So that got that ball rolling. It eventually led to other stories I've talked about, how we were able to, at first, New Jersey didn't want us to leave, and they were going to sue us, and it was ugly. We ended up working it out, long story short. Thus, we go to Grand Rapids. We keep the New Jersey stations, quote-unquote, temporarily, at least that's what we were told, while they find a new morning show. 6 months pass, and then they said, well, we haven't found a new morning show. Do you want to keep it going? Yeah, all right. So that was the syndication. That was the start of the syndication. Fun fact, one of the New Jersey stations interviewed Joe Piscopo, because like, remember I said they were trying to bring in a new morning show because they weren't sure if they were going to keep us or not after we left. They ended up keeping us and still on to this day. 105.7 got a hold of Joe Piscopo for him to take over. The old Saturday Night Live guy. Some of you don't even know who the fuck that is. And he's like, yeah, I can do it. I'll be the morning guy on 105.7 The Hawk. And they didn't pull the trigger on it because they thought it was just wasn't worth it. He wanted a lot of money. They said, let's just stay with Free Beer and Hot Wings. And the rest is history. I fucking love going down memory lane with you. It's one of my favorite things to do. I hope it's not boring or shitty. Message for you, Jeremy. Your pads have arrived. Jeremy yesterday purchased all of the different feminine hygiene products and sent them off to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. I'm refreshing the wish list page. It is still at the same. Do not forget my folks at Irvine's. Or send cash along too. Thank you very much. All right. You know, it's interesting to hear Michelle say that she's honest about the radio industry. And I've been very honest with you, too, about it. I still love it, but I'm, you know, it's expensive to run a radio station. At the end of the day, it's a very costly thing to do, to run a radio station. And too often, you hear about great, talented shows getting blown out at no... I mean, you could be like top of the ratings pile now. For a long time, it wasn't like that. But I'm seeing it more and more. I'm starting to think that the future of radio is going to consist of everyone's part-time. No such thing as full-time employees. That's scary. I'm frankly lucky that when BBL fired me almost 6 years ago, that I had nothing. I had 2 weeks of pay and that is it. I had 2 weeks of pay, a website, the ability to sell t-shirts. My Patreon page was still dark and I hadn't podcasted a single second. That was January 4, 2019. January 6, 2019, I had a cell phone and a microphone and a laptop, a notebook laptop computer. That was all I needed. And basically fear motivated me. Because of the fear and not having any idea what I was doing and just, you know, being scared like that, I did that first podcast. And even doing that first podcast, I didn't think it was going to be a regular thing. It took about 5-6 days before I said, you know, I'm going to just do this. I'm just going to do this and ride this horse as long as I fucking possibly can. First person to call, Big Dick Donnie, advertising Back Alley Comedy Club. They went belly up. Joe Martinez, Rick from TC Paintball, not in this order. It was Back Alley, Rick from TC, Joe Martinez, and that bought me enough cheddar for a couple of months. Patreon added to that, and then Henry Steffes, Megan at Irvine's Auto Repair, Mario, and there's a few that aren't around, like Henry Steffes. He didn't continue. Big Dick Donnie went belly up, like I said. That was terribly sad. He went belly up when Michael Rapaport threatened to kick his ass. It's fucking brutal. And it's, oh, A&D Cleaning, BK Guns and Stuff. Remember them? God, I could go over the list. Thank you to all of them. They, seriously, that's been just fantastic. There was some company that was like a tech company, not Blue Frost IT. Baldwin Ace Hardware, they were early. And then they turned into bitches. Fuck those guys. Matt says Mr. Pop Pop is a real shitty britches to riches story. Good job hustling easy. Not riches. I talk a big game, but no. I'm just getting by. I'm like you. Jeremy says, the question being, why is radio dying? Well, we can listen to music whenever we want. Give us personalities. More automation. Got it. All right. I think an outlier, though, is Q100 because there's real life people on there, and they do it differently there. But even that is tough. Ooh. We had a gym, F45, Byron Center. They were on there. Molly says, hashtag radio will never die. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later. You can call Mario and get him working on your mortgage from any state in the U.S., 231-332-6505. Have Mario roll out the red carpet for you. Special attention to the first-time home buyer. Let's say you've had your home for a while and your roof looks a little rough. That nagging feeling when you drive up and you see streaks on it, missing shingles. You're like, oh, God, I'm going to have to pay $15,000 for a new roof, $20,000, $25,000. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Well, good news. Werner Roofing has the best deal going with financing. That's what I did. Our roof was north of $25,000. I didn't want to plop down $25,000 large. Not every roofing company is the same. They can't all offer this. They take care of the service financing at Werner Roofing. Online at WernerRoofing.com. W-E-R-N-E-R. WernerRoofing.com. 616-844-5382. Not only are they a specialist in roofing, including metal roofs, they can take care of siding and gutters for you. My friends at Werner Roofing, they put the roof on this house, and they can do the same for you. Jeremy says to me, Drew and Mike getting fired from Riff was the sign that radio was dead. They brought in a cheaper show. Drew and Mike, they were at the top of their game. Still. Dave and Chuck the Freak worked for a fraction of the cost. That's what happened. You're right. Sign that radio is struggling. Nick says, endless commercials, same 30 songs on repeat, fake bits and no swearing. Gee, I wonder why it's dying. Molly asks if we have Dave and Mahoney. Hey, it's your old pal Iggy Z for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods were fantastic artisan-type creators, make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I don't know who that is. Is that Dave Ryan? But you're in Wisconsin, right? I will say Q100, their commercial breaks are 3.5 minutes. And there's two of them. Their commercials are limited. Molly says, yes, but they are in Phoenix now and they syndicate all over. Yeah, that's a very common thing in radio, to syndicate shows. There is talk of syndicating the Insane Asylum, which we would have to originate from Grayling, which is possible. That could make the coins some coin, literally. Can you imagine if we were successful in syndicating the Insane Asylum? Holy shit. That would be special. The sky's the limit on Q100. Jeremy says Minneapolis just got rid of their top guy a few months ago. I can't remember his name, but you've heard of him, EZ. Yeah, I don't know. It's happening all the time. Megan says you had Fit Body Boot Camp. Yep, yep, I remember that. Tophus says podcasting is better and cheaper to do. You can get music services to play the music you want. Streaming fucks radio right in the face. Nick says, I haven't listened to FM since Stern went to Sirius XM. All right. It's a lot of fun radio talk. I got to admit, I love doing it too. All right, big weekend for football. Michigan, if they lose to Northwestern, that's it. The season ends with Ohio State. Well, if they beat Ohio State, if they lose to Northwestern but beat Ohio State, they're going to a bowl game. If they lose to Northwestern and lose to Ohio State, they will not go to a bowl game. If they do go to a bowl game, it's going to be the pile of shit bowl. The only way it won't be the pile of shit bowl is if they win out, beat Northwestern, and then beat Ohio State. And even then, I'm not even sure how great of a bowl game that they'll go to. Now, deep down, unless you're a Michigan fan, everybody wants Northwestern to win that pays attention to this show. Because for one full football season, we've had to put up with Joe Martinez. Well, even more so. Last year, they were on a roll. They won the national championship. He wouldn't shut up. This year, he's still not shutting up, despite the fact that they are a pile of shit. And I don't know how that is. I've even had some people that are Michigan fans hoping that Michigan would lose just to make Joe eat his words. That's how bad it is around here. Patrick says WATP covered Dave and Mahoney last year. Molly is not sure what WATP is. WATP is a podcast called Who Are These Podcasts? Where they review podcasts and roast them. They roasted me years ago. And then I became friends with them. Now I've joined the roast team. I bring up football because there's a couple of clips. Thanks to Chris D, as always, for sending fun clips to talk about here on the show. This first one is a black guy here. It's Kirby Joseph of the Detroit Lions. They're interviewing him in the locker, and they're discussing about how the team, like, even when they're way up, they still keep their starters in. They keep scoring points, challenge flags, trick plays to get more points. By the way, Jeremy is the one, I guess, I just found this out, who submitted me to Carl. I didn't know that that was you that did that. I'm so glad you did that. Before I get to this football story, let me explain something about that. I was driving through Tennessee, and I accidentally discovered Who Are These Podcasts. I loved it. I came on this show, talked about how much I loved it. Fuckface Jeremy heard me and tipped off Carl about reviewing my show. Now, while that was happening, I had sent an email to Carl saying, hey, I love your show. Carl gets the message from Jeremy and then is like, you know, this guy reached out to me. Pays attention to my show for a little bit. He goes, oh, yeah, I got to roast this guy. He sucks shit. And then he goes ahead and does it. And then I found out that he's going to review my show. I was like, oh, no. And the rest is history. Jeremy says, I suggested both you and the first time that Carl did Freeburn Hot Wings before he ripped into you. That is cool. And now here we are. How much did you weigh back then? Here's the Lions' Kirby Joseph about running up the score.
How exhilarating is it to beat a team that bad? I mean, second time this year you guys put up 50.
For real? That's the second time? I thought it was our third time. Didn't we do somebody else like that? We better ask, though. Shit. We better ask.
Cowboys probably should have been 50.
If you really not coming ready to play, like, we gonna give you BTA for sure.
Do you think that
we're gonna give you BTA? I don't know what give you BTA means.
We're gonna give you BTA for sure.
Do you think that's what it is? I'm not coming, like, because I know Xavier McKinney said earlier that you guys seem like you're trying to embarrass people. I don't know.
We just play football. If you're not coming with it to win, then you're gonna get your ass whooped. Like, really?
How exhilarating.
We just playing football. If you're not ready to play, you're gonna get your ass whooped.
If you're not coming with it to win, then you're gonna get your ass whooped. Like, really?
For real. Again. Another reason why I love black culture. Something as simple as that sounding so goddamn cool. That's just shit that a white guy cannot say.
And embarrass people. I don't know.
We just play football. If you're not coming with it to win, then you're going to get your ass whooped. Like, really.
When someone can say something so off the cuff and sound so goddamn awesome with just a couple of words, impossible for a white guy to sound that cool.
We just play football. If you're not coming with it to win, then you're gonna get your ass whooped. Like, really.
He says real. When for real becomes a word. For real. Now I can't say that. I can't say for real. And I can't say you're gonna get your ass whooped. Because it sounds like I'm making fun of a black guy.
Seem like you're trying to embarrass people. I don't know.
We just play football. If you're not coming with it to win, then you're going to get your ass whooped. Like, really.
God, black people are so much better at everything than us. Tyler says, disagree. Easy Rhymes sounded that cool. I don't know about that. All right. The next clip I want to share is Ja'Marr Chase in Monday Night Football. By the way, the Bengals suck. They just can't win. This guy's a beast, though. He scores a touchdown in the loss. I don't know if I'd do this. You're down 27-6 at this point. Now, they came almost all the way back, but still lost the game. I don't know if I'd be focusing this much on the celebration when your team's down 27-6 and you manage to score a touchdown to make it 27-12.
Touchdown, Cincinnati.
He wipes the ball's ass.
Touchdown, Cincinnati.
He lays the ball down like it's a baby, pulls out the towel in the back to wipe the ball's ass.
Touchdown, Cincinnati.
This guy's hurt in the background here. This guy's missing him wipe the ball's ass.
Touchdown, Cincinnati.
He went on to say in that game, yeah, I'm not calling the plays, which is like kind of like insulting to the coach, saying you're the reason why we're losing. Chris also sent me this. This is, I guess, what your phone looks like under a microscope. Prepare yourselves. This is not good. All right. Big deal there. Okay, that's interesting. See the little pixels? Okay, yep. All right. Now here, it looks like this is the spot that you talk in, and there's a lot of shit in there. Like those little holes where the speakers are. All right, so that's gross, but then he gets even closer. Okay, look it. Those are some type of creatures on there. Are those lice? Is that what I'm seeing? All right, now this is your fingerprints on the screen. take a little bit of your fingerprints and make a slide out of it. Put it under the microscope. And look at these creatures are on there. Okay. I don't know if I can tolerate that. I need to see this on my own phone right now. So this phone doesn't have those little holes on the face of it. You know, they're on the ends of the phone. It's still gross. Yeah, I need to clean this thing. Mediocrity Dave says, you're telling me I shouldn't lick my phone. Matt says, do this with the NFK's phone. Oh, I don't need to do it with the NFK's phone. I can do it with every cupboard that he touches in this house. I found another little gem today. It's clear that he likes to make his sandwiches ahead of time. Make them. And then so that he can just go grab it when he's ready to eat it, as opposed to make and go sit down and eat it. And obviously he made peanut butter and jelly today because he gets the peanut butter all over his fingertips. And then he touched the where you turn the faucet, how you turn the faucet on, because there was, and then washed the hands. And it's like, okay, great, thanks, that's nice. But you still have fucking a tablespoon of peanut butter on that faucet handle. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And then I discovered this one. I walk into the kitchen, and he has a bag of those Hershey's nuggets, okay? And it's just Hershey's chocolate in the silver wrappers. They're like little chunks of chocolate. And they're wrapped individually with that silver foil type wrap. He's got the bag open. He takes them out one at a time, takes the foil off, and drops the unwrapped chocolate into a cup. And then the cup fills up, and then he brings it back, puts it into his little footrest, and now they're ready to go, I guess. That's the way it has to be. Rather than just have them wrap them up and eat them individually when you're ready to eat them, he has to have them all unwrapped. Of course, I don't say anything. I didn't say anything about the peanut butter. I didn't say anything about him doing this. I'm like, he's happy, and I'll just clean up the mess. It's more than 4 years now. It's 4.5 years now of me saying, hey, could you maybe wipe the feces off of the cupboard, or could you maybe wipe the peanut butter off of the refrigerator? Could you maybe not take a shit in your pants? And it doesn't get done. It just doesn't. There's nothing I can do about this. You just choose to accept it. So fucked up. Bob says, that's why I Lysol my phone daily. Well, I think I need to, because there's a lot of shit in there. That's gross. Werder Bremen has announced they are leaving X. I don't know what that is. I think it has to do with soccer because Chris D sent it. It is a German soccer club, Werder Bremen. They are the second team in the Bundesliga, which I guess is a soccer league. Werder Bremen is the second team in the Bundesliga to announce that they are no longer going to be part of the X platform. I've heard people leaving X. they're not happy with the direction of X. Under the guise of freedom of expression, hate speech, hatred towards minorities, right-wing extremists, posts, and conspiracy theories have been allowed to spread on X at an incredible pace, they write. With the recent radicalization of the platform, a line has been crossed for our soccer club. The Green Whites are therefore leaving X effective immediately in hopes that our more than 600,000 followers will follow the club on Blue Sky in the future. I guess another platform. Now, about the only thing that I can say about that is that I know that Elon allowed all the assholes who were blocked on X to be unblocked. I don't go looking for that type of content, so I don't see it myself. But I have no reason to not believe Werder Bremen. I am not going to leave X. Matt makes the point that I was going to make, and I'm glad you made it. It's pretty bad when the Germans are leaving Nazi news platform. Look, I'm not going to go out and say seriously that Germans are Nazis. But they sure did turn quickly from being Nazis to not Nazis. That was a stark turnaround. So much so that sometimes I don't know if I should trust. To me, the Turks are worse than the Germans. The Germans are actually walking the walk as well as talking the talk, trying to put that whole Holocaust thing behind them. The Turks, not so. They still are saying that they never slaughtered 2 million Armenians. Tofus says X was banning journalists who disagreed with GOP talking points. Party of free speech, my ass, he says. I don't know. I don't believe them. But I also don't believe you. You know what I mean? I'm somewhere in the middle. I would not believe what anyone on the left tells me just as much as I wouldn't believe anything that anybody on the right tells me. Kenny says, Twitch blocked my precious comment. Can you check that, EZ? But he meant to write, Twitch blocked my previous comment. Can you check that, EZ? I can't, really. I can't really see those. Matt writes, X, CNN, Fox, or whatever, all they do is spread misinformation and hate. It just depends on who you believe, which sides of the asshole fence you ride. You know that Project 2025? I don't believe that Trump is going to do any of those things in there. You know, when Trump says, I had nothing to do with it, I actually believe him. Tofus adds, there were plenty of German citizens who tried helping the Jews during the Holocaust. Not everyone wanted Hitler. Exactly. That's entirely true. I guess Kenny had on his comment that was banned on Twitch. It mentioned the name of my chili. Well, yeah, you're talking about it's the chili is called Easy Slaughter the Turks Sweet Heat Chili. Of course, it's going to ban your comment. It says Slaughter the Turks. That's all it sees. You can't write it. Yeah, you can't do that. Don't ever just write it abbreviated. Just write STT. All right. Thank you to Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579, a stalwart in heating and cooling repair and replacement, and free tune-ups. That's right, 616-516-8579 to get your free furnace tune-up and diagnostic test. Valued at $145, you pay zero. All you need to do is call and schedule. 616-516-8579. How is this possible? Well, the local gas company, DTE, they pay for it. No money leaves your pocket. Call and schedule today. I need asshole of the day nominations. If you have one, that would be great. For 2 days in a row, it was Chris in Minnesota. Remember, please remember, the Great Food Giveaway comes up December 20. We need cash to raise money to buy all that food and all those tampons. Today's asshole of the day. We need look no further than the radio industry. Oh, my God. Congratulations. You've done it. You are the TC Paintball Assholes of the Day. Thank you very much for being part of today's podcast. As always, you folks were exceptional. I will talk to you a little later on the Patreon. I also have Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Who Are These Podcasts platform. Okay, have a good one, folks. Thank you, and bye.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.